Paris terrorist Salah Abdeslam won't appeal full life sentence, says lawyer. By Breitbart London on July 12, 2022. Paris, AP, the only surviving attacker from the November 2015 terrorist massacre in Paris has renounced the right to appeal his murder conviction and life prison sentence, his lawyer said Tuesday. Salah Abdeslam was found guilty last month of murder and attempted murder in relation with a terrorist enterprise. Among other charges, for involvement in the Islamic State group attacks on the Bataclan Theatre, Paris cafes and France's national stadium that killed 130 people. Judges of the Special Anti-Terrorist Court in Paris gave Abdeslam the most severe sentence possible in France. Life imprisonment without parole, for participating in the country's deadliest peacetime attacks on November 13, 2015. His lawyer said Abdeslam, a 32-year-old Belgian, decided to give up his right to appeal the verdict and sentence for reasons only known to him. This does not mean that he adheres to the verdict and the life sentence without parole which results from it, the lawyers, Olivia Ronan and Martin Vetz, said in a statement. They added, it means he has resigned himself to it. Ronan argued throughout the marathon trial of Abdeslam and 19 other men that her client did not detonate his explosives packed vest or kill anyone the night of the attacks. She fiercely criticized the sentence after the trial ended, telling a French radio station that it raises serious question. In a statement Tuesday, Ronan and Vetz said the sentence of life without parole for Abdeslam was unacceptable but they respect the decision of the person we are representing. There is no honor in condemning the vanquished to despair, the lawyer said. During his trial testimony, Abdeslam said he was a last-minute addition to the 9-member team that spread out across the French capital to launch the coordinated attacks at multiple sites. Abdeslam said he walked into a bar with explosives strapped to his body but changed his mind and disabled the detonator. The court found that Abdeslam's explosives vest malfunctioned, dismissing his claim that he decided not to follow through with his part of the attack. The Special Terrorism Court also convicted the 19 other men involved in the attacks. 18 were given various terrorism-related convictions, and one was convicted of a lesser fraud charge. Some were given life sentences, others walked free after being sentenced to time served.